Well, great to be back now with old friend Sean Driscoll, the St. Mary's High School football coach. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me. I hope things are well.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, as we record this on Tuesday, I believe it's 57 degrees outside. And when Fall 2 was predicted, you know, a lot of times you go into the baseball season, Coach, and there's still snow on the field. So at least the weather's helping out.
Yeah, so far so good. We've had a couple of colder days, but I'll tell you, it's been great. It's great to get back on the field, and the temperatures are looking great this week, and especially for Friday night football this weekend. So we're looking forward to that, and again, it's just great to be out there.
Well, you are one of the teams that will be playing on Friday night. Some of the schools have moved over to Saturday afternoon. Coach, what have you learned so far about your team in the first couple of weeks of practice?
Well, I thought we came in better shape than I expected. I know that's been a big problem for all sports, I think, just staying in shape and staying focused during the COVID times and not being in school, not being with your friends, and not being able to meet as a team as much as you'd like. But I think we came in pretty good shape, and that's a good sign. They have a lot of multi-sport players, so that's coming from basketball, hockey, or indoor track or anything, which really helped us out.
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing about St. Mary's, in particular this year, you've been able to, the teams across the board have been able to get a lot of games in, and as it turns out, win a lot of games. So you've got that championship attitude over there, plus the experience of kids playing with the new protocol.
Right. Playing with the mask and everything is probably the big thing that went on I saw during the basketball season. But, you know, credit to the CCL athletic directors and the head of schools in the league for getting all those games in. I think they got in over 20 games with a league tournament. And all the winter sports, girls hockey, boys hockey. So it was great to see, and it was great to be part of, because everyone played a big role in getting that done.
Last time I saw you was about 2 years ago, coming up next week at the Boston Garden.
and
here we are now in St. Mary's.
I know.
Oh, my goodness. Geez. So tell me, Coach, tell me about your team. What do you got? And then we'll talk a little bit about the upcoming game on Friday.
Yeah, we're a young football team still. We have five seniors, and three of them are returning, three are returning starters. And they started off great, and they're showing some promise and going forward. And with the shorter camp and the different, they've adjusted well to leadership roles that we were looking for, you know, at the beginning of any football season. So that adjustment has taken place. And now we have, a younger team where we have a lot of returning sophomores that played as freshmen. So we have a lot of freshmen as well as a lot of juniors that played as sophomores last year. So they have great experience in the sense that they've had game experience all last year and some of them the year before. So we're looking forward to, as I like to tell them, we're kind of crawling before we walk, which mm-hmm. I think most teams are this time of year, with the change of timing, the weather, the shorter practices and the shorter time together in the off season. So we're starting to get there, and I think you'll see a lot of teams as the year goes on obviously get better because of the time together. So we're just hoping to get off to a good start, and, you know, we preach effort and competing, and that's what we want our kids to do at everything they do. But at the same time, you know, keep in mind that the next week and keep building on any progress you make.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. You sort of have to scale back a little bit from what you ordinarily would do if the kids had a summer program and so on. So
it's for some reason, I think most coaches will probably feel the same. We're a little bit rushed. And, you know, as I was telling you earlier on the phone, we have one field. We're sharing Manning Field with two other schools with football, and then you add soccer. So our time on the field is quite restricted to 2 hours on most days. So that's a big difference from 2 hours to 2 hours. That half hour makes a big difference mm-hmm. when you think of it as a football coach. But we're just learning to adapt, and we'll see. I don't know how it all plays out. But again, we are just so thankful for the efforts that were made back when they made this decision to play a Fall 2 season. Some people had thumbs up to it. Some were thumbs down. It was too cold. It was too this. But I think taking the way to see attitude and the approach that the winter sports took and the fall sports, and you know, that each school, I think, had a hiccup along the way, but they got over it and they kept it going. And we're just very thankful at this point.
Yeah, I've heard that.
And the kids.
I've heard that across the board. Sean, what about classroom time? Because I know that, you know, with football in particular, you watch a lot of film, you do a lot of critique, you do a lot of stuff on the boards with the X's and O's. How's that working now? Because I'm guessing you probably have done that already with these Zoom meetings.
Yeah, so the kids were pretty used to the Zoom meeting and with the school and stuff during the, you know, St. Mary's has been in school since day one, but they did offer a Zoom piece to it for kids that had had to stay home because of a parent or a grandmother or something they were living with and couldn't take any chances. So they're pretty used to the Zoom calls. We did some stuff over the summer on Zoom trying to stay in contact with our kids. But as the season started, a couple weeks, we've been doing most, if not all, of our stuff in person.
Okay.
And you know, whether it's in a walkthrough in a gym or going over some film together, we've been able to spread out and stuff. So that's been good to get away from the Zoom meeting, especially for the kids, because
absolutely.
You know, as a coach, I think it's hard to I can't imagine how a teacher's been doing it this whole school year. So I think sometimes it's just natural for kids to lose focus when you're trying to explain something where you think you might have them for a half hour to really focus during a period. You know, now you're probably cutting that to maybe 20 minutes to 15 minutes with the computer and all the distractions that go on at home.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So I think it's a huge, you know, huge tribute to the teachers that are having success with that, because I think it's probably one of the toughest things they've had to do.
Agreed. And the kids. The kids have been spectacular all over the place from what I can see. What about are there any of your kids that you want to mention in terms of captains or guys that, you know, you expect to take leadership roles?
Our senior leaders, like I said, we don't have a lot of them, but they have taken the role even more last year and even more so this year with, you know, Tony Bello. He's a senior offensive defensive lineman. He's had a great couple of weeks here starting off at the center position and as a defensive nose guy. He's been great. He's been with us for 4 years in the program. Sal Eppolito, he's been playing, been in the program for 4 years, and he's been starting for 2 years. And I will tell you that his effort doesn't get matched by many.
Mm-hmm.
He's a little bit undersized, but he plays hard and plays with a big heart. And, you know, and then, you know, our anchor on defense, Zach Barton, you know, he's our inside backer, an offensive lineman. He's been around, been in that Super Bowl team a few years ago, and he has probably the most experience out of them all.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually going to go down as a four-sport athlete because of that extra time. He actually played soccer in the fall, so it's great to see that opportunity that came up. You look for something positive during the pandemic, and that was one of them for kids, that they had the opportunity to experience other things too during that fall one season. So,
excellent.
Yeah, those are probably my three main guys out of the seniors that are starting. And then, you know, for underclassmen, I got Ali Barry back. He's a defensive back, quarterback for us this year. He's had a great couple of weeks, looks really well. Had a great scrimmage on Friday night. Dave Brown, he's going to be a sophomore. He is a sophomore, and he played a lot last year as a freshman. Ended up getting our Defensive Player of the Year award on defense as a cornerback. So, and now he's taking more of a role in our offense this year, and that will be great to see. Very, very athletic. We are very young in the athletic positions, but they do have the experience coming back. So,
right.
We look forward to seeing what they can do when on the game field.
Well, you're going to get the test right away on Friday. And, you know, speaking of Super Bowls, St. Mary's coming up, and they look to be strong once again. Excuse me, Bishop Fenwick. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No. St. Mary's is always strong, Coach.
Yeah.
But Fenwick, yeah, they look strong.
Fenwick, you know, watching their scrimmage game the other night and watching what they did last year, and these games seem to always be a battle of my history here. Last year, the year before that, wasn't much of a game, but last year was a battle, went into the second half, and they were a Super Bowl team. They're very well coached. They have some great skill there. They do a nice job as over the years as a program as a whole, and it's going to be a challenge for us, but I will say that it's kind of tough, and this is different this year, but not that it's tough, but opening up with one of your rivals isn't probably the best thing for a league or a season, I don't believe. But, hey, it's how the schedule fell, and that's what it is. It's like you just change as you go along, and I think each team will get better as the year goes on.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. And, yeah, it is kind of interesting to see this large of a game or big of a test early on for sure. And that game is, as you mentioned, Friday night, and that is at Fenwick?
No, it's at Fenwick at 6 p.m., yes, Friday night.
Okay, very good. Coach, final question I have, how about your staff? Tell me a little bit if it's intact, any new faces or anything like that.
Yeah, pretty much the same, intact. We added one new coach. Eddie Lewis is coming over to us this year to work with the receivers and outside linebackers. But, you know, I have Timmy Phelps, who's the head coach in the Northeast Conference of Weld Classical for years. He's been with me his third year. And Artie Erzik, he's been around up and down North Shore at Beverly and Marblehead. He was with me my first year at St. Mary's. He's back with us now. And then, you know, I got my my son's on the staff. He's helping out again for the second year in a row as an assistant coach working with the quarterbacks. And it's great to have be able to spend that time with them there as well. And that's really about it. And, you know, you talk about a whole staff. You know, athletic director Jeff Newhall has been a huge help making sure this has been some type of a success starting off, especially with logistics and things like that. And, you know, hats off to them in the school. The headmaster, the support there is great. So everyone tries to chip in and help any way as possible, which is great. It's one of the things I love about St. Mary's.
That is Sean Driscoll, head coach at St. Mary's Football with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.